Ladies and gentlemen, how are you doing this evening? My name is Shag, but more importantly, there's a certain birthday boy 2 days ago who is here this evening, who's going to start out this evening in the correct fashion. And I don't mean politically. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the real reason you're all here, even the other bands. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage. Oh, he's already on it. The man who you saw on Oprah, the man who first introduced Rod Serling to the producers of Twilight Zone, ladies and gentlemen, Gene Roddenberry's bastard child. Yes, that's right. It's the Rich Experience.
Hey everybody, how you doing? My name is Rich Experience. As you can see from my cool lab coat, I used to work at a place called Kraft Foods. And there I used to be a food scientist, someone that works in the food chemistry industry, you know, that like makes the ingredient decks that you can't understand. You know, I understand every single ingredient on that deck. And from your personality profile, I can tell what you're gonna like 10, 15 years in the future, you know. And I used to work on this group called Ingredient Technologies. And in that group, we had this thing called the Oreo cookie that Kraft took over because Kraft bought Nabisco. And Nabisco had the Oreo, but they said, don't fuck with the Oreo, man. Don't screw with that Oreo cookie. But it was my job. It was my job to actually, like, mix it up, you know, just do something new with it. So what I did is I put a little orange flavoring encapsulated in the creamy filling of that cookie. And the cool thing about that was, you know, when you took your first bite of that orange Oreo, it didn't taste that good, you know. And when you ate your second one, it tasted a lot better. But man, when you ate that third orange Oreo, it tasted like orange chocolate heaven. Orange chocolate heaven. And as long as that release factor just kept kicking in, man, and you just kept eating those Oreos one after the other, I mean, sure you'd get fat, you know. That's not my concern. You know, as long as you just keep eating the fuckers. But anyway, I was there on a Friday after going out on Thursday night to Intertown Pub, but you know. And I went there and I got pretty wasted, you know, and I was just hanging out and watching my friend Captain Derek do his thing and whatever, and Hoyne and them. But anyway, I got to work the next day. I got there to work on time, and I'm like making vats of this cheese substitute. It's not really cheese, it's a fat matrix where they put this flavoring. It's called a cheese tang flavoring. They put this in there, and what it does, it acts like a little lubricant for like a Triscuit or a Ritz cracker. They put it right in the middle, you know, that little cheese shit, you know? That's not really cheese, man. That's like fat with like a cheese flavoring, and it lubricates the esophagus. It makes everything go down nice and smooth. Nice and smooth. It just goes right down. But anyway, I was there and I was making vats of this stuff, and I was a little bit hungover. I was feeling kind of sick, you know, and I started singing my little song. This little song that I wrote at work, you know. I couldn't listen to the radio or anything, but I just wanted to sing, you know, this little song that I just did this with, you know. There's no one else there. I was by myself, and it goes like this. Everybody. So I'm singing my little song, you know, and I'm feeling kind of good. My boss comes walking in. Hey Richard, how you doing? Pretty good, Rajesh. What's up? Hey, Richard, how long you work here at Kraft? Well, I've been temping here for about 5 years now. Well, Richard, I hate to tell you this, but it's a new policy from upper management. Anyone that's worked here over 6 months is considered a lawsuit liability. But Rajesh, what does that mean? It means your job will have to be terminated. Terminated? So I'm driving in my car, and all I can think about is turning that car around, driving through the front gates of that place, knocking over the vats of Happy Cheese, running over the scientists in their fucking little white coats, mixing in the blood and the guts with the cheese that's not really cheese into one big pink lubricating mess. Then I looked to my right. And to my right was the bag. The very bag that I brought with me to work that day. And in that bag were the pills that I'd stopped taking 6 months before. Thank you. This next song's about my girlfriends. You know, I've had many girlfriends in life, as have many people. My first girlfriend was a lawyer. She was very lawyeristic, and she told me I'd never make anything of myself, but that's another song. And then my second girlfriend was well, she was into Japanese. She was a Japanese major. My third girlfriend was actually Japanese, which was kind of bizarre and strange. And my fourth girlfriend was into heavy metal music, and that was a lot of fun, you know. This is about girlfriend number eight. Hanging out with number eight, having fun, I'm feeling great. I'm hanging out with the number eight. La 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 la. Hanging out with number eight, having fun, make no mistake. You're hanging out with the number eight. La 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 la. Break it down now. I'm hanging out with the number eight. La, 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 la. Hanging out with number eight. If you're having fun, make no mistake. You're hanging out with the number eight. La, 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 la. Hanging out with number eight. Having a J and getting baked. I'm hanging out with the number eight. La, 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 la. Thank you. This next song is about obedience. It's about animals like pets, you know, and it was weird. I was at home earlier today, and we were standing around. I've got three cats, you know, three little kittens, and, well, one started smelling the other one's butt, you know, for some reason. One is figuring out whether he was just eating or, you know, what he just had to eat or something like that, and then the third one got up and started smelling the second one's butt. Next thing I know, they're doing this little circle thing, you know, each one smelling the other one's butt, trying to get away, you know, it's just bizarre. It's about a man with a pet monkey. Monkey taking a poop. Monkey, monkey in my soup. Monkey, monkey taking a poop. Monkey, monkey in my soup. Monkey, monkey taking a poop. Thank you, monkey. After that craft incident, I was left unemployed, of course, and I'm used to just getting up every day and just going to work, but this day I didn't have to get up anymore, and I just woke up at 8 o'clock wide awake, you know, like wide awake, and I didn't know what to do. My little cat comes up, starts nuzzling my face, you know, just nuzzling me and stuff. I'm like, this cat's got a little funk to it, you know. It's got a little smell, you know. I should give it a bath. I should wash it off. Cleanse the cat. Cleanse the little kitty. So I put in the bathtub. I turned on the faucet. Then I turned on the shower, and I got out the palm olive. I started hosing the little fucker down. Just hosing him down. Kitten cat nap. Nothing better to do today on kitten cat nap. Kitten cat nap. Wake the kids and phone the neighbors on kitten cat nap. Kitten cat nap. Kitten cat nap. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Good kitty likes it. Good kitty likes a bath. Good kitty likes a bath. Good kitty likes it, yes. Good kitty likes it, yes. Good kitty likes it, yes. This next song's about reptiles. Yeah. Everybody likes the reptiles? Well, maybe somebody doesn't, you know what I mean? I mean, who likes the snake or the turtle or the lizard or your little friend, the scaly little friend? I mean, they like love, too. They like to be petted. You know, they like to be loved, you know, just like any other living creature. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a nice Peter opening. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. If reptile's what you wanna do, reptile swap's the place for you. Otters, lizards, turtles, snakes, all kind of critters run around the place. Streamy dragons, leprechauns too. Chameleon, chameleon. It's reptile swap, reptile swap. Everybody go to the reptile swap. Reptile swap, reptile swap. Everybody go to the reptile swap. Yeehaw, whoop-de-dee. Reptile swap, the place for you. Yeehaw, whoop-de-dee. Reptile swap for you and me. Reptile's what you wanna do. Reptile swap's the place for you. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for me. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for free. Yeah, it's getting hot in here. Don't ask about the monkey. This next song that I'm getting naked for is about the face you wear at different places, you know. I mean, usually, you know, you go to your work or whatever, you know, and you have a different face that you wear when you're there as opposed to when you're here with your friends, you know. When you're here with your friends, just hang out, you're having a good time, you know. But when you're at work, you know, you get, you know, you're like, you have a hangover or something, somebody says, how are you doing? You say, fine, how are you? You say, good morning, instead of, fuck you, asshole. I am currently laid off work, actually, my new job at Unilever. I've been told that I'm being laid off at the end of the year. But I am supposed to work just as hard and just as furious until I get laid off, which is the rub. Yes, yes it is. Very, very impressive. song called Work Face. I got my work face on. My work face on. My work face on. My work face on. Hey there, how are you? I'm fine, and how are you? I got my work face on. My work face on. My work face on. My work face on. Hey there, how are you? I'm fine, and how are you? I got my work face on. My work face on. My work face on. My work face on. Asshole. Dweeb. Dumbass. Jerk. Kiss their ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Kiss my ass. Thank you. Yeah, I don't need that shoe. No, I do not. I do not wear underwear. This next song happened last New Year's Eve. I was like hanging out with some friends, you know. Just getting drunk, you know, right before we went on and smoking the old Hobbit leaf, you know, getting kind of crazy. And we decided to like go to this party, you know, that she knew of. Just down the street, just down the street. So we just walked there, just walked down the street. And this girl had this really cool apartment down the bottom floor of this house, you know. And in this apartment, she had this room that was just painted all red. And in this room, she had these dolls. But they weren't really dolls. They were like the heads of dolls. And each one was kind of like mutilated in some weird way. I mean, some had like needles in the eyes, and other ones were like sewn together with twine, and other ones were burned in weird places, man. It was just really bizarre in these glass cases on the walls. And I was kind of freaking out. I was just going crazy. Down just a little bit. This song hankers back to Naperville, Illinois, where I grew up. Yeah. A child of Naperville myself, you know, and back there I had this big room, you know, and in this room I had this huge closet. In this closet I had this small area, this little hole in the wall that I used to like pull this board back and used to walk in there, you know, just crawl in there. And there's this little attic space. I used to hide all my Playboys and shit in there and stuff. And my friends would come over and we used to go in there and hide. My parents didn't even know where I was. They'd come up my room, they'd look for me, I'd be just gone. I'd be just gone. Welcome to my crawl space. Welcome to my crawl space, baby. Porn and dead critters all over the place. Welcome to my crawl space. You're so cute with your tight little braids. The hottest girl in the fourth grade. Welcome to my crawl space. Sliding into my crawl space, baby. Thank you. Yes, as you can tell, I partially shaved my chest for this one. Well, I gave it away, of course, you know, people need that kind of hair. It's very long. This is a song with a man with a problem. He likes to get naked in front of crowds of people. No, he actually makes this little sound when he walks. This little squeaky sound. No one knows why he does it. Well, anyone that's been camping with me already seen that, so it's alright. They call me Mr. Squeaky. Because I squeakies when I walks. They call me Mr. Squeaky. Because I squeakies when I walks. All the girls, they hear me coming. And they know when I'm around. They call me Mr. Squeaky. Because I make a squeaky sound. They call me Mr. Squeaky. They call me Mr. Squeaky. They call me Mr. Squeaky. Before I get too drunk, I'm going to try a new song.
Rich, I want to look directly into it. I'm a good friend. I want to see direct, thank you. Have you ever seen,
are you grabbing a cup?
What'd you say? Exactly, yes. This is a song about what happens. I play a lot of video games, you know. This is a song about what happens if you actually, like, do. You know, they say video games affect people, you know. If you actually did what the video games do, this is what would happen, man. This is what would happen. You'd go to someone's house, you'd fucking start breaking shit and looking for coins, man. That's what I'd do.
You did that.
Yeah, I know. Jump. Mushroom. I break in your house. I smash in your things. Where are my coins? Breaking your house. Yeah, so this next song is about this day I had. I was like, I was waking up, I was going to work, I was late for work. I didn't have time for breakfast, and I just walked down the street. I just walked on the sidewalk. I was taking the L at the time. And I looked down on the sidewalk, and there was this, like, lifesaver, this little lifesaver. And the thing about this lifesaver was there's all these, like, ants just crawling all over it. It's like during the middle of summer. You don't see this shit in the wintertime, you know what I mean? It was like all these little ants crawling all over it. Man, this floor is really sticky, too, man, just like that lifesaver. It's gross. But anyway, I was just looking at it. I was, like, thinking about it, you know? I'm, like, thinking about it, you know? And this little kid comes walking by with his mom. He, like, pulls on her arm. He, like, pulls on it. He, like, comes over. He's, like, he's going to step on this fucking lifesaver. He's just going to squish it, you know, on all these ants, you know? His mom just pulls him away at the last second, just pulls him away, you know? And I'm thinking, you know, should I step on it? Should I eat it? I don't know. What should I do? Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Step on you, step on you. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. So I came home from work and I'm walking down the same sidewalk and then it just rained. I look down and there's all these worms just crawling across, you know. Crawling across the sidewalk. I'm like, Wormy man, what are you doing there? Why don't you just like partying with your little wormy friends on the ground? Maybe I step on you. Came home, you know, I just walked up to my apartment. Up comes my cat, you know, like he always does. He just comes up, starts rubbing against my leg, rolls over his back, looks at me with his big green eyes.
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Step on you, step on you. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't.
Thank you. I haven't played this song in a while. Song for everybody that uses their computer, you know, and goes to work and uses it during the day, then comes home and uses it during the night, you know. It's like, I don't know why I do it, but I just do it. Again. Data. Entry. Again. Data. Entry. Again. My computer is my friend. Work. Fun. Again. Data. Entry. Again. My computer is my friend. Thank you. All right, I will. Well, considering it is my birthday, you know, and the keytar will, I will wear my keytar like it is a second skin. As I do a song that I love for something that I love, it's called skateboarding. It's going out there, it's riding the fucking sidewalk, it's getting doing the grind, doing the ollie, you know, doing all that shit, man. I can't wait till summer, I just can't fucking wait. I'm ready now. Skateboarding. Skateboarding. I wanna go. Skateboarding. Skateboarding. I wanna go. Skateboarding. Hell yeah. Skateboarding. Skateboarding. I wanna go. Skateboarding. Hell yeah. Experience. I have free CDs over there in the merch table. Help yourself and take one home with you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but after that, I need to light up a cigarette. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that cool menthol flavor. After a visual orgy of the senses.
Yeah, give him a few minutes. We need a few minutes to set up, and then Harmoniax will play.
Yes, that's right, sir, yes. Please give it up one more time, ladies and gentlemen, for the one, the thankfully one and only Rich Experience!
Here's that. Here's this.
Oh, Lord.
Can we get a little light up?
It is his birthday, so.
Can we get a light?
Jeez, he just bumped his butt against my hand. You know, it's not funny, ha-ha, it's more funny. Ladies and gentlemen, I screwed up earlier, by the way. He was not in the first act. I'm so, so embarrassed. He told me he would be, and I came in late, and blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Dynamos, ladies and gentlemen, were the first act this evening. Dynamos! Be sure to check them out at the Double Door in March. Yes, the Double Door, ladies and gentlemen, the Double Door. Coming up in just a few minutes after they set up will be Harmoniax. Yes, featuring Nigel Bear and Paul Oakenfuck. But I don't have to tell you that. So I'll be up in a little while to introduce those wild, wacky cats. In the meantime, enjoy the ambiance. Thank you so much. My name is Shag.